and welcome to episode 365 of Sprinkles and Geek. I'm Bat.
And I'm Hammer.
And this is our Week in Geek. This week, we still didn't go to the theater.
I mean, I drove by a theater.
Yeah.
I had a weird thought, and this is like the post-apocalyptic thing, you know, like in all the end-of-the-world movies, you'll see like movie posters or like gas prices and stuff like that.
So like frozen in time.
So I went over, I want to now, but I really want to do this is just walk by the AMC and see if like there's like old movie posters up there. Or if they've been updating
it. So there's a movie, no, they haven't been, there's a theater by the one of the gaming stores I go to.
Yeah.
And it's got posters for like Scoob and a few other things. And I was like, and I actually wanted to see Scoob.
Scoob is cute.
But I would recommend not going to pay. Like, I might rent Scoob.
Yeah, I saw it off the back of a car. It was cute, though, actually. It was surprisingly fun.
It looked cute.
Yeah, I was not as enthused about it. I just kept on making the joke about the he's getting collared kind of joke.
Right.
But, yeah, it was worth it. I'd say it's fun.
It looks cute.
Yeah.
We'll talk about a movie in a little while. But before we get to that, we are going to get to our streaming review, which was brought to us this week by me.
Mm-hmm.
And I had picked Guns Akimbo on Amazon Prime.
Yep.
Starring Daniel Radcliffe and Samara Weaving.
Is that Hugo Weaving's daughter? That's my first thought. I didn't check to see, though.
That I don't know. She's the girl from
Spiderwebs?
The movie we just watched where she's being hunted by the family.
Oh, the hunt by the family?
Yes. Fuck, what's the name of it?
Not Old Garden.
The Hide and Seek.
Ready or Not.
Yes, there we go. Fuck. Yeah, she's the same.
Oh, fuck, that's the same girl.
Same girl, and I was like,
she looks so different.
Wow, they made you look not attractive.
Yeah, she's...
She looks, like, methed out.
And, she does. She looks incredibly methed out.
So it's...
For a character.
Kind of The Purge meets a stylized John Wick.
With a... Yeah. Yeah.
With
betting.
There's an underground streaming site that shows murders. And one day, Daniel Radcliffe goes into, like, the chat room and starts trash-talking people in the chat room.
He's a troll.
And one of the admins comes in and he's like, hey, stop doing that. Also, here's your IP address. So he starts freaking out. He gets kidnapped by the guy who runs the website called Schism.
Mm-hmm.
They then bolt some guns to his hands. And basically, he's got 24 hours to kill this girl named Nyx, or he dies if he wants to get his blah, 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 blah. So he starts hunting this girl Nyx, and this girl Nyx has also been tasked to hunt him. She gets her freedom if she defeats him, or she kills him. Things happen. They find out that the dude who runs Schism had killed Nyx's parents, mother and sister, and then later had killed her father, who was a cop. Just a whole lot of killing.
Oh, yeah. Lots of killing.
Lots of nut shots.
Like that last part of the end, I was like, why? I'm like, I mean, it's effective.
This movie's okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's not great. I'm not putting it, like, I can watch John Wick movies and be like, yes.
Yeah.
Where this, if I watch it, I'm like, all right, cool. It's there. Thanks for playing. Like, it's not bad.
Yeah.
It's an interesting concept. It looks like they're setting up for sequels to be a low rent John Wick, Atomic Blonde type of thing. It's weird that Daniel Radcliffe has done all of these movies that are so, like, they're just above independent.
Yeah.
But he did Horns? Yeah. He's done Guns Akimbo. Like,
Swiss Army Man?
Yeah, he does these weird movies to get away from Harry Potter. I have it, but I've heard of it.
Oh, boy.
And, no, that was Elijah Wood that did Rover or whatever the dog TV show
was. Oh, yeah, I can't remember that either.
But, like, it's interesting to see how he's... I think it was Wilford, yeah.
Maybe.
How he's done so much to back away from Harry Potter.
Yeah.
But he's ungodly rich, so he can do it.
Like, yeah, he can do kind of whatever the fuck he wants.
Yeah. The action's pretty cool.
That's actually kind of where I was. Oh, so I agree with you. It's okay. It's not bad.
No.
Like, I've seen worse. I've definitely seen worse. And it grabbed my attention enough. My problem is when you look at like something like Atomic Blonde, John Wick, or I'm going to even pull in Extraction for that awesome fucking set piece, is there's a bunch of set pieces that other, or a set piece in Extraction thing, but something that keeps you going like, holy shit, wow. Nothing in this movie was really like, holy shit, wow. To make me feel like, hey, this is a really cool thing, because the goal is he is an inept person with guns on his hands, just happenstance surviving kind of shit.
Kind of,
it's not like really...
He's an everyman.
Like, yeah, and the problem with the
everyman... We're like, John Wick isn't an everyman. Atomic Blonde isn't an everwoman.
Yeah. And that's the thing, is like, they stick to it, though, which is good for the most part. Like, he was just being...
the asthma, he's like, he's trying to do it with the guns. He's like, so please don't shoot your dick off.
I fucking... I was waiting for that to happen. It's cute. Not my favorite. I saw a couple of friends talk about it, and I was like, I didn't like it as much as probably I did. I'm not regretting seeing it. I'd say, like, if you want to see something fucking weird and you like Daniel Radcliffe, sure, why the fuck not? If you've seen his other movies, like, if you've seen Horns, if you've seen Swiss Army Man, it is right in fucking line with those weird-ass movies. Holy shit, is this so in line with Swiss Army Man? It's ridiculous. Just because of the absolute stupidity. But, yeah, I mean, I for me personally... If I have to choose, I'm probably gonna give it a thumbs down, because I would never want to go see it again.
Okay.
And I have a hard time really saying go see it, unless you're... If that trailer sells, you go for it. But don't expect anything else.
But the trailer sold it for me.
What?
The trailer sold it for
me.
Did
it? Okay.
But then it was like, alright. Like, I'm gonna give it a thumbs up.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't deserve thumbs down.
No.
But I'm also not... I'm also not in the camp of like, this movie's great. I'm like, no, it's not. I don't like the meme is what you get the most out of it.
And I love how they made fun of the meme in the movie too.
Yeah, when Sarah's like, hey, what are you watching? I'm like, Guns Akimbo. She's like, what is that? I'm like, Daniel Radcliffe and the meme. She's like, what? And I'm like, and she watches the trailer, she's like, no.
That's
cool. And I was probably, I don't know, 30 minutes into the movie, and I came out and I was like, yeah, you were not into this.
No. I didn't even bother asking Jackie. I'm like, no.
No.
Good lord.
I missed the good Emperor.
I miss good Star Wars. I miss when I was excited about Star Wars. Like, I was thinking about The Force Awakens going like, I don't know when I was excited about the new trilogy.
Dude, we're going through our watch through, and Jedi is next, and I'm like, I don't want to watch Jedi,
which
is my favorite, because after Jedi is the Disney stuff, and I'm like, I don't want to get to the Disney stuff.
Oh, okay. I was like, which Jedi?
I will.
Well, you said your favorite, and I'm like, it can't be that one. I was like, unless you have like weird Stockholm syndrome and something's like
coming. All right, so we are torn on our recommendations for Guns Akimbo. It's not bad.
No.
So it's not one of the thumbs down where it's like, please avoid this movie.
Yeah.
But I think I liked it just a little bit more than you did.
Yeah.
Well, but it's fine. It's not the end all be all.
No. There's plenty of other ones out there I'd recommend go seeing. Like, again, Atomic Blonde, any of the John Wicks.
Yeah.
Even the third one, which was probably the one that had the heaviest of story and the least about of set pieces. Although there were some pretty awesome set pieces.
There were some great set... That was it. The set pieces were great.
Yeah.
The whole with the dogs and Halle Berry and fucking going through... That was... And they would go and they'd come...
I love the idea of the thing about the dog missiles, like having the dogs on the backpack and then pulling a string, dog will go.
Yeah.
So our next movie, kind of in line with John Wick, actually, I want us to watch on Amazon Prime, Hotel Artemis.
Yes.
We had talked about this one a while back because
which is a John Wick spinoff, wasn't it?
No. It's not related in any way.
Okay.
We thought it was because it's the idea that it's a lady who, is it Hotel Artemis? That's the lady who's a nurse, essentially, right? It's, what's her name?
I can't remember that, but it's the one where...
Jodie Foster, right?
Yes.
Jodie Foster, yes. She's basically a nurse, taking care of people kind of shit. It looks like it's like it could fit right in the John Wick universe kind of thing. And if I'm totally wrong with that, cool. I'll be happy to be wrong. But that's on Amazon Prime.
Okay. If you have anything you want us to watch on HBO Go, Hulu, Netflix, Amazon Prime, or Disney Plus. We'll get to that. Let us know at battenhammer@gmail.com, battenhammer on Twitter, sprigginsageek on Facebook. You can reach me. I'm at Taro Skippy.
I'm at Cren Kalis. Make sure to like us, love us, and share us on SoundCloud, iTunes, and Stitcher. And don't forget to tag Stitcher. Me. I flow into it. Hashtag hit post. Maybe even. You know what? Go after Stitcher and put hashtag hit post.
All right, so our first story, we're going to get back into John Wick. John Wick 5 is being filmed at the same time that John Wick 4 is being filmed.
I did not hear that, but.
So either. I mean, either Keanu dies in 5 and they want it to be. Like, at the same time, like, one continuous shot, so he doesn't look older or gain or lose weight or any of those things that happen to humans. Or it's just cheaper, and I imagine it's cheaper.
I imagine if you know you're going to be doing a movie and that's...
Yeah, and you know you're going to be doing a sequel even before you do the one.
Then I'm like, why? Because he's the one. You just keep the fucking going with it.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah, so I mean, cool.
We at least are getting 5 John Wicks, and I'm there.
Unless
the fourth one is just like...
Absolute trash.
You should have stopped at 3. You should have stopped at Parabellum.
That's like... Yeah, I forgot that was the name of that movie. Yeah,
but, I mean...
If you were to tell me after we saw the first one... Remember when we saw the trailer for the first one, and we're like, this looks dumb. Yes.
Yeah.
We're like, he's mad because
some dude... Yeah, there was nobody in that theater.
No. And... That movie's amazing. Yes. I still love the first, but the first one's really fucking good.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. All right, well, at least we got 5 more. Hopefully 4
Two more. Two more.
Well, there's only 5 total.
John Wick, 12. He's in a nursing home.
My God. Can you imagine
these? He's rolling fucking wheelchairs gurneys, down.
And he's using like a walker.
Oxygen tanks.
Oh, he uses the... Oh. Can we watch a geriatric?
I'm like so into that.
I would watch the fuck out of that. Yeah, cool.
And all you right, know... Cool. You know, somewhere in that movie, the tennis balls that are on the walkers would be used. One of those tennis balls would be used, like a stick of dynamite in it or something.
Like he rolls off, knocks off, they fly over and hit somebody, and then he like stabs 4 people with his fucking walker.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Bedpans, obviously.
Bedpan humor. Just a deadpan humor.
There would obviously have to be bedpans.
He would like use like...
There would have to be somebody in a room... Where there's a bunch of people shooting and he couldn't hear because it was deaf, so he'd turn around and be like, "What happened here?"
Someone tries to use like a stun grenade and it doesn't work on him, so he just keeps on going. Wow, that'd be amazing.
Pills.
Yeah, I was thinking pills, like almost like based like little like ninja stars almost or something.
Okay. can we overdose on pills because he throws them against the wall? And like, ding!
Can we make this movie? Please.
I mean, we could. But we'd probably get in trouble.
It would
be so awesome.
Well, we'll call it Juan Jick. Yeah, we'll call it Juan Jick. We'll just switch to the WMJs. It'll be great.
Juan Wickerman?
Yeah, so we'll get 5 more movies now.
New story number 2. Christopher Eccleston is coming back as a doctor.
I am really curious.
So, I don't watch Doctor Who.
Yes.
You do.
Yes.
They die, right?
They do.
And they're gone when they die. Have any of them ever come back?
Yeah. They've had a couple. So, when they die, they're the same person. Just imagine. But they just change, like, persons and stuff. So, they've had one where...
They change host bodies, essentially.
Essentially, yeah. Like, how they look. So, there's one where they've changed, and mine, but all that stuff. But the 200th or whatever it is, anniversary edition, they had, like, John Hurt come as one of the doctors, and they had David Tennant, and they
had Matt
Smith.
Was he ever a doctor?
Yeah, well, they made him a doctor retroactively, essentially.
But was he ever a doctor?
Not originally, no.
Oh.
But in that one,
I would watch a John Hurt Doctor Who series.
Him as a doctor, they called him the War Doctor because he did a bunch of apparently war crimes and atrocities and shit like that. But they had all 3 of them basically talking to each other. John Hurt was fun, dude.
Pretty great.
Watching him and I'm like, oh, that was good. So that happened, and then at the very tail end, they had kind of all the doctors appear out of kind of like new timey-wimey shit. So I haven't watched any of the most recent Doctor with her, but Christopher Eccleston was the one of the current, like, living doctors that didn't show up in there, which is kind of, everyone was like, a little why, because he felt a little, I think he felt jilted or something? I don't know. So him coming back is kind of a big fucking deal. Hmm. So, cool. I still need to go watch a bunch of Doctor Who to catch up.
I probably should watch Doctor Who, and I know everybody's like, don't watch the old ones. Start with the new
reboot. And it's still cheesy, though. It is really cheesy. I would recommend, if you are going to start, yes, we'll start with Eccleston, because that's kind of a good enough, like, you don't need anything, they just kind of give you everything you do need, and they make references when they need to, but it is really cheesy still. Like, if you're looking for hard sci-fi, it's not hard sci-fi. It is very...
It doesn't have to be hard sci-fi, but I like serious sci-fi,
they do.
I
guess. How about this? It dances the line. There's a lot of really cool serious moments, and there's a lot of really cheesy moments, and sometimes they can go harebrained, like, right off the pot, or, like, go switch between the two of them. Mm-hmm. They also do a good job, in my opinion, of making you afraid of very silly things. Like, the whole Angels episode, mm-hmm. You've seen, like, the
Weeping Angels. The meme of, like, don't turn around or whatever.
Yeah, so, like, literally, that's the whole meme, like, the idea was, let's make you terrified of statues. Which, they're innocuous, they're just fucking statues, and the way they play it off is stupid, but it's actually one of the more terrifying kind of episodes and stuff.
Ow. Quit hurting yourself.
So.
Quit hitting yourself. Go ahead and yourself.
Don't king shame. I'd be surprised if you liked it, but at the same time, who knows?
That's kind of where I'm at. Everybody loved Firefly, and I watched Firefly. I was like,
no. No? Still haven't finished Firefly, so I need to eventually go around. I saw Serenity beforehand because I had more of my college. Serenity now! One of my friends is like, you don't need to watch the series to watch the movie. I'm like, okay. I know. That's the look I usually get.
Yes, anyways, you do.
Yes, you do. Like, by the way, for the record, yes, you do.
Even I know that.
Yeah.
New story number 3. Disney World is cutting their hours because of lack of attendance.
Did they have... I didn't know they were open.
They're open.
Since when?
I don't believe Disney... Oh, I'm sorry. Disney World.
Disney World originally.
I don't know if Disneyland is.
Oh, okay. Because Florida doesn't care.
Florida doesn't care. Disney World is cutting back their hours.
Because of lack of attendance?
Yeah.
Good.
Like, I can't wait to go back to Disneyland. Like, I need just that sort of...
You want that kind of escape.
Yeah. But I cannot do it wearing a mask. Like, I can't. I can't walk around. Wearing a mask is not comfortable. I can't think of one person that wants to wear a mask. Really? Weird. Like, I wear my mask.
Never mind.
Gimp.
Yeah, exactly. That's where you're going for.
Like, I wear my mask. Yeah. It's not a problem for me to do it, but, like, I would much prefer not to.
No, and then...
And then walking around Disneyland, you know how much I eat and drink at Disneyland?
Well, that is just also the idea that...
Uncomfortable.
My thought is not even the mask, because I do get the idea of, like, you're kind of saying, like, rather than... You'd rather enjoy it than have to do and sacrifice parts of it.
Yeah.
Which I get. My thought is, I look at the same way I look at theaters, is I love mm-hmm. theaters. I would absolutely go to a theater, but I will not, because I realize that I can't trust people. Like, we said the thing, I can't trust a person not to text on their phone mm-hmm. during a movie. Yeah. I expect them not to come sick. Same thing with, like, Disneyland, Disney World. Yeah. I can't, even, like, using, like, a mask, I wouldn't want to do it, because, personally, I feel like that's only going to do so much, and it's not going to do enough for a bunch of
advice. Right. Well, and, I mean, if you go to California or Florida, and you wake up one day sick, mm-hmm. and it's your vacation, if you're not deathly sick, like, if you're just feeling ill or whatever, you're going to do everything you can...
To still go,
to get your money's worth out of mm-hmm. that vacation. And so... Yeah. Like, I can't wait to go back to Disneyland, but I'm...
You can wait.
Right, I'm going to have to wait.
Yeah. I'm genuinely fucking surprised. I did not realize Disney World was still open.
Yeah.
Because I know Disneyland was closed, so I assumed Disney World was open. I know that Disneyland just recently opened up their downtown part.
Yeah, Downtown Disney's been open for a few weeks
now. But they have, like, all their, like, measures and stuff. Like, they mm-hmm. temperature check everyone and all that shit like that. But I'm like, huh. So, good?
Yeah. It's weird that you can't be sick if you don't have a temperature. It's weird how that works.
That's look at. I'm like, you're catching half of that. Okay, buddy.
New story number 3 kind of goes with new story number 4. Spider-Man is going to be an exclusive character for the PlayStation 4 for Marvel's Avengers. People are in an uproar over this.
Not an uproar. I just think this... I thought we were past this.
Duh.
Yeah, like... They have Sony Spider-Man.
Contract. I don't know if you guys know about this thing or not. Duh.
I
saw somebody comment that, like, no, Marvel owns Spider-Man. I don't know. No, they don't. Sony's still in Spider-Man. The contract they have is, one, for the movies,
mm-hmm.
and two, Sony still owns Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm. They're just literally leasing their own property back to them, which is kind of awesome and fucked up in a beautiful way.
But like, Disney doesn't own Sony.
No.
They're
like, hey, you sold me this thing a while ago. Would you like to borrow that thing back again?
Whatever.
These are
the type of exclusive things that I hate. Like, Soul Calibur did it first.
Yes, but they gave, like, an individual thing, and obviously Link was the coolest one, because Xbox got Spawn, and then, Sony got Hitachi, or whatever?
No.
Hitachi Vibrator?
No, did Xbox get Spawn? I thought they got Master Chief.
Xbox got Spawn the first time around. Okay. The second time around, they got Master Chief. That was Dead or Alive, I think, is what
you're... So then, they didn't get Kratos. God, who did they get?
Yeah, Kratos, there's another one where, because the first roundabout, and maybe I'm wrong, because there's two rounds of this, like, Soul Calibur 3 is what I'm thinking.
Like, I know it was Link.
And Spawn.
And Spawn.
And, like, a Tekken character. The guy with the gray or white hair and stuff like that. And then the second round, I think, is when you, and I might have been, I want to say it was Dead or Alive, is what got Master Chief and Kratos and stuff like that, which I may be wrong.
But, like, I hate it for people that want to play on Xbox, like, I guess now that's why you don't have crossplay, because
they can't be
can't get to a character. It makes sense. It sucks for them. For the next 2 weekends, this weekend was the closed beta, which is not a beta. We'll talk about that in a second. For the Avengers game, the next 2 weekends are the this past weekend was the closed beta for people that had pre-ordered the game. The next 2 weekends are going to be the closed, quote-unquote, beta for everybody on Xbox and PS4 for the 2 weekends.
Yeah.
So, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But the game comes out September 3rd.
There's nothing that can change, really.
These aren't betas.
These are demos. Tests.
Yeah. But why not call it that?
Because people...
Calling it a beta. But if I play a beta, I give it a little bit more leeway than if it's a demo. Like, if it's a beta, I'm like, oh, well, these are things they're going to fix. There's not much they can fix at this point. Balancing,
that's about it.
Yeah, this is a stress test. This is a demo. Just call it that.
I think there's this mentality...
There's nothing wrong with the word demo.
No, but I mean, like, remember beta...
Unless you're demoing your house. But even then, that's not wrong, because you just don't want...
You just want to be not have anyone in the house when you demo it.
Yes.
I don't know. I've not really been excited about the Avengers game. Yeah. Like, the first couple trailers didn't seem too cool. I know Terry was talking about saying it was kind of reminded him of, Marvel Ultimate Alliance,
mm-hmm.
which, again, did the same shit,
mm-hmm.
which, to the point where it never came over, like, some of the characters never, ever came over, I don't think.
When it was released for...
Xbox 360, maybe?
No, PS4? Because they just re-released it a few years ago.
And lost the license.
But there were licenses to characters that they couldn't have in there. Like, it was so weird. So weird.
But, I don't know. I'm not really excited about... Like, I'm playing Ghost of Tsushima. And then
talk about what we were playing.
Yeah, that's all good. But then, like...
Just throw it in randomly into the fucking podcast.
I'm still playing it. I'm still enjoying it.
Is that all you're playing?
Yeah, that's all I'm playing. But
you saw what I was playing.
What?
You saw what I was playing.
Yeah, I did. They didn't see what you were playing. What were you playing?
I like that we can... One of these days there will be a topic where we stay on board the entire topic.
No.
And it'll be
sweat. Don't lie to them. Come on.
I'm playing Pixel Junk Monsters 2 because it was like $4 for the summer sale, and I was like, yeah, buddy.
Should have moved into the summer sale.
Dude. Don't.
No, no.
Like, I'm buying that Civilization, I think.
I'm
$30 for Civ 6.
I have, like, Civ 5 on my PC, and I installed it, and I played it. And I think I told you, and then the next day I uninstalled it. I was like, nope.
I think I'm going to... But there's a lot a lot of stuff on sale.
Funny enough, like, what is it? I thought Death Stranding was going to be the one of the ones on sale, because I looked at it as well, but I'm like, Best Buy, so I'm like, I'm going to go pick up my copy next week.
Are you?
Yeah, I bought it. But I did one of those ones where it'll be delivered to a different location that's closer. And I was like, oh, I like this. Just takes a couple extra days, but I'm like, I'm not in a rush to play it right now.
No, but nothing around me had it.
Oh.
And so I was like, wait.
There's like a, it's like a Michaels or something that's right by me that does it. I'm like, huh, cool. Yeah.
A Michaels that does...
That does, that will pick up, that allow you to pick up your product from there. And it still counts as free shipping.
Best Buy product?
Yeah. It's weird.
I'm sorry,
They expanded a bunch of new places where you can pick up your stuff to do. And it's like different places, different. Like, again, one was Michaels, one was, I think, not a Joann's, but it was like a...
Hobby Lobby?
Maybe something like that. But it was something like, essentially, there's a bunch of random stores that have gathered together and it doesn't count for shipping. So
are you sure you went to BestBuy.com?
I did, and I bought Death Stranding.
Hmm. This seems...
It's weird. Yeah, it's true. Like, yeah. What? They even have it on their website. If you go and check to see, they're like, hey, we've expanded our pickup location, so you don't have to go straight to a store. You can go to different areas. Which is like, huh.
That just...
It's very funky, yeah.
Yeah, I can't wrap my brain around that, but whatever.
But I'm like, hey, bravo to you guys. Yeah. Bravo to me, not even do that. But I have not looked at Summer Sale. I love Tower Defense. I know you love Tower Defense.
Yes.
So how is... I know you liked Pixel Junk.
I love the first Tower Picture Junk. I still really like this one. It's hard.
Yeah.
Like, you have to dance on your towers to make them level up and...
I might have to have you play a little bit after we're done, because I'm curious.
It's fun, it's hard, it's cute.
Sounds sexy right there.
Yeah, right? It's long.
Oh, God. Like, you're just like, let me drive this forward.
Sometimes it's... I mean...
I can't tell if you're going to go to laugh or not.
Like, it leaves you with this throbbing feeling.
Oh, God damn it.
Like, sometimes you're a little weak and sore after the beating you took it. But, you know, no, I'm a fan of it. I have been playing a little bit of Last of Us 2, just meandering through and getting all this stuff. And, like, I'm liking it more and more the more I play it.
I really want to go back.
It's really, really good. I still think one is over it, but the gap has closed a lot.
Now that you're able to kind of just enjoy it.
Yep. Yeah, that's all I've been playing.
That's more than me.
Not much, really.
No.
I've been painting more than playing, so. I've
been trying to hike, and I've been trying to clean, honestly, the house more.
Yeah, we're kind of doing that, too.
Like, that's tomorrow. Tomorrow is, I'm going to wake up, I'm going to go return something. If I can get a massage in, cool. If not, I'm a little weird, but I'm like, oh, I really want one. I got a pedicure last week. That was part of my birthday month present for myself. I was like, I'm going to get a pedicure. My fucking heels are disgusting. I tipped that lady. I'm like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. But yeah, I think literally I want to just clean out a bunch of our shit. We have a bunch of stuff that I need to reorganize and clean some floors. And that room that, like, I almost wanted, like, I was joking. I was like, I'm going to clean it. Every time I say that, I don't want to do it because you're just like, no, you're not.
Yeah, it'd be a really cool room, but, you know, whatever.
So, news stories. We got off of the Marvel
news story number six?
Yes.
I think. The big one of the week is Mulan is not-ish coming to theaters. Like, it's going to on the few theaters that are still open.
Are still open?
There's a few. There's, like, Megaplex, Cineplex, and Utah's open. There's a few places. Some of them in Vegas are opening up now. But I think
about gambling.
I believe it's the 3rd or 4th of September it'll come to Disney Plus and theaters at the same time. However,
There's the but.
You have to rent it on Disney Plus and it's $30.
Yeah.
However, you quasi own it by renting it on Disney Plus, because as long as you're a subscriber, it's yours.
Oh.
Yeah. That's where it got me to come back.
Oh, I had not heard that second part.
Yeah, the $30 rental, I was like, and I understand that I tend to spend that much going to the theater. And
yes, yes.
And I can have as close to a theater experience is it going to almost much, get? Like,
you're much more likely to get a theater experience than pretty much any person I know here, right. Besides like the Hetero Life mate.
And, right.
Yeah.
And so, I know Sarah and I would watch it, but it was hard to justify that $30 just to watch a movie once. Mm-hmm. Especially if, say, we really liked it and wanted to buy it later. Well, they're double dipping us. Because it's going to be $30 for the 4K.
Yeah.
So at least now you get to own it as long as you're a Disney Plus subscriber. So, like, you'll get to watch it for free if we end up buying it.
That's actually not that bad of a deal.
No.
Because the way, like, so, I mean, we had talked, I know we were all talking about it before on the group chat, is just in general, it makes sense because of how much money you spend. Like, you figure, what is it? We would see, most likely, if it was really good, we'd try to go see it in the, not IMAX, what was it?
Atmos.
Dolby. Yep. Yeah, Atmos. And that's about $18 per ticket?
Yeah, I mean,
$15, $18 per ticket.
$20.
Yeah, for us. But I mean, like, that's $20 per month right there. And then if you wanted popcorn, that's another $20. But look,
we're already spending that $20.
Yes.
We're probably getting something. So we would have been to 30 pretty quickly.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I mean, if you wanted a beer, then again, that's another $20.
Yeah, exactly.
AMC prices. But it does make sense, especially if you're doing it with a group or a family, or if you're not seeing it in a pair. Adding that extra thing of you would own it, that actually is a good clencher move.
Like, yeah.
That's a good way to close it. It's not like a full sale, but
quasi-own it.
You own it as long as you're paying for the service.
Yes.
But everyone's forgotten that they're paying for the service anyway, so you're just going to pay for it forever.
Pretty much.
But that makes it more... That makes more sense. Like, it's the same thing for us in PlayStation Plus. All the games we lose that if we stop playing for it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to be, like, totally butthurt about it, but...
I mean, I kind of would, because that's 100-some-odd free games that just go away.
And yeah, like, it makes it so much easier to just keep with it. Yeah. It's also an interesting move. That's the first time I've heard anyone doing something like that with the movie rental stuff.
Well, they're the only ones that really can do it.
Yeah, I mean, what is it,
Peacock? Netflix could?
Peacock could, because that's NBC Universal. And
Paramount.
Yeah, like, they could.
Paramount,
like,
around anymore?
Yeah, Paramount. I think so. I think Paramount's owned by Universal.
Yes, but I can't remember if Paramount, the movie studio, is even around anymore.
I've seen a movie with the Paramount logo, I feel like, recently-ish. But I mean, like, Peacock just launched their own network.
Peacock.
I know, it's stupid, but I mean, that's
NBC Universal.
Yeah, I don't know why the fuck they didn't call it the Universal app.
Or even NBC.
Yeah. But, whatever. They have theirs, so they could do that same thing. But Disney has theirs. Sony doesn't really have theirs, so...
No.
But I'm like, it's interesting to see everyone's kind of basically starting to parse out what they can do, and that's a good move.
Everybody's starting to kill Hulu, essentially, to have their own Hulu.
It sucks because I really like Hulu.
The whole reason Hulu came around was because these places anyway.
And Disney bought Hulu anyway, so.
Yeah, because it was Fox and NBC that started Hulu.
Yeah, and then they bought Fox, and then NBC's like, peace.
Oh, okay, cool. And they pulled all their stuff, so I was like, what's the point? News story number 7. Fuck. Oh, speaking of Disney Plus, The Mandalorian is going to be coming on October 4th, I believe.
Is it really? Season 2? Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. I'm tired of having the arguments of it's great. I'm like, no, it's good.
Yeah, I mean, it's good.
It's good.
The last couple episodes are really good.
Yeah.
But
it gets pumped up because it's Star Wars. And it's Disney Star Wars. And you take Baby Yoda away and it's...
It's not as good.
No. But, like, it's the best Disney Star Wars thing they've done. Save for Rogue One?
Yeah.
Like, Rogue One's really good. My problem with Rogue One is the best part of Rogue One is the worst part of Rogue One.
Oh, the combo, yeah.
Is the Vader scene, because...
I mean, like, I really like Solo. I just really
wish... I like Solo.
I really wish it wasn't Solo.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as just a... Give me, a random story. Like, to your point, a random story that's not tied in any way to any of the other canon stuff. Like, it's not Chewbacca. It's something else. It's a very similar story. That would have been cooler.
Yep.
And don't have Darth Maul.
Look, if you're gonna have Darth Maul, like... Figure... You've bought at the end of this. I mean, granted, we're into spoiler territory on this, so who cares? But, like, you brought up this Darth Maul cameo, and you're not going to do anything, like nothing with it.
Nope.
Why would you do that?
Again, I feel like they were writing so high off of The Force Awakens.
Yeah.
They had to have been like that Force Awakens. And then was Rogue One after Force Awakens or before? I think it was after. Because I think it was Force Awakens, then Rogue One, and then Return, or The Last Jedi, and then Solo.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure they were writing so high off, like, we did two, we're so cool, and then they went, so, yeah, I don't know. That's...
Yeah.
But, yeah. Oh, Amanda, I'm like, cool.
Yeah, I mean, I'll watch it. I'm not excited for it, but I'm like, all right, cool. All right, so we're going to go ahead and get to this week's pod question, which was brought to us by Hammer over here.
I wanted to know, what was a non-major superhero comic book movie that you wanted to see? I.e., like, not Marvel, mainline Marvel, DC?
Yeah, that was...
Yeah.
That was...
I like to cut hairs. So hairs.
TK went with Rising Stars.
Yeah, I like this.
And then after he talked about it, it's a bunch of women get pregnant on the same night, and babies are all born, and they all have powers.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this sounds just like Umbrella Academy. And our conversation is like, yeah, I was wondering when I saw like the trailer for that, I was like, I remember this from somewhere. Where do I remember it from?
Yeah, like he let me in, and we talked about it on hikes and stuff like that. Like, there's a guy who's impervious. And a person's going off and killing all these baby, like these adult superheroes and stuff like that. There's a guy who, the only thing he do is he can't feel shit. He's impervious. So he literally can't feel anything. Can't feel sex. Can't feel touch. All he can do is eat. So he gets really, really fat. And then someone kills him by putting a bag over his head, because that's the only thing that can stop him, is he literally kills him by suffocating him. And he's like,
so he's not impervious.
Yeah, well, but he's impervious. Bullets. It's just really cool shit. I'm like, oh yeah, but you're right. Very much like the Umbrella Academy, which I need to watch season two.
I need to watch season one. Season two. I'm like halfway through episode one of The Boys.
Oh, how are you thinking so far?
Currently, I wanted to make sure I'm not watching Game of Thrones. Because I'm like, wiener, 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 wiener. Like, there's wieners everywhere. I'm like, what the fuck?
Fuck, I love South Park so much.
I mean, I'm watching it. So, like, I'm interested.
Yeah.
And you want to be interested after a first episode. So
that's good.
I'm interested. I'm not mainlining through it. I'm like, I'll watch it when I'm eating something or whatever, 20, 30 minutes here or whatever. Yeah. If I got longer, I'll watch longer. Like, it just...
I might go through it again before the second season comes out, because I enjoyed it. I think I mainlined it, though.
It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. I went with Morning Glories.
I never got to read Morning Glories, or too far into it, but it seemed like a really cool
thing. It's a cool little concept of, like, basically Lost in high school.
Yeah.
And as a miniseries or as a TV show, like Netflix, Hulu, something, it could work. I mean, Umbrella Academy's proven that it could work.
Yeah.
And I think it could work. You give enough time for... Because you've got a large cast of characters. You get enough time to really get the characters... You get time to... invest in all the characters. Is not like, well, here's Wolverine and Cyclops and the rest of them over there. You're like,
yeah.
Where'd Nightcrawler go in X3? And they're like, huh? But why?
I saw someone talking about, like, the, what is it? The X-Men, the horror X-Men, what was it? The New Mutants one. And I was like, that's never coming out. We'll see.
Netflix is going to buy it, and we're going to be like, well, it's good for a Netflix movie.
It's weird seeing on the Disney Marvel app, seeing the Fox movies on there.
Yeah, it's very weird.
I was like, huh.
It's very weird seeing non-Disney movies on there.
Yeah, well, I mean, just seeing, like, the Fox Marvel movies.
Yeah, I was like, huh. But, like, non-Disney movies, because the Fox movies aren't. But notice that, like, Deadpool isn't on there.
So weird.
Is it? Logan?
Oh, the best ones.
Right.
what about you? So, mine's like not super huge, but I really want to see Chew.
I knew you were saying
Chew. It's going to be Chew.
I should just answer it for you.
I fucking forgot. I need to go back and read those comics, because those comics are fucking fun and dark and really good. I should
probably give you your comics back.
Do you have all of Chew? I have like three boxes of comics and trade paperbacks that I have not gone through in forever, so. Oh my god, hey look, I get to go read it again.
You can even see where I was.
Oh my god, you did not get far. You're literally like 5 or 6 pages in. Jesus.
I've got TK's Watchmen over here, which I have had for probably 3 years.
I forgot you had this.
Not picked it up. Every once in a while, I'd be like, man, I lent my Watchmen to somebody. I wonder who it was. And I'm like,
ah. I should watch the show on HBO because I heard it's good. But
yeah, but I should read the comic before watching the Zack Snyder, before watching the...
You're not really missing much.
Ooh.
I mean, like, I don't think the comic's that great, but I read it way later. It wasn't, like, the most impactful. Like, if I would have read it during the time, I think it would be very impactful for how divisive it was and how much it like challenged the Kerman, like the idea of what a hero could be and the idea of how flawed they can be and shit. Right. Like you have someone who literally talks about the atrocities he did in like, you know, like the comedian, what he did in like Vietnam and stuff like that. But in my opinion, the only thing you're missing between the comics and the movie is a giant vagina monster. Literally at the end of the book, or the line of the comic, they don't have like Dr. Manhattan isn't the enemy. A giant vagina monster is the enemy. Looks like something from the end of the world kind of shit.
Like, are we talking Starship Troopers?
Yeah, like that kind of idea. Like, it's but it has kind of
such
shit.
A vagina.
That was very vagina. This is more like maybe Cthulhu-esque, but
okay,
it's stupid. I personally actually
they didn't know how to end it, so they just ended it.
I feel like, I mean, maybe at the time that's what they thought was right. I love the idea of making Dr. Manhattan the enemy. That is way cooler. But yeah.
Alright, so for this week's pod question, I think I asked it before, but I'm going to ask it again because...
Who the fuck cares? It's our podcast.
Yeah, whatever.
Don't worry. I get the number wrong all the time.
Forget to post shit.
Yeah, I do.
What was your, or is your, favorite TV show theme song?
Ooh. And I don't know if you did ask this, but I mean...
If I did, I don't... But like, yeah. So let us know your answers at battenhammer@gmail.com, battenhammer on Twitter. Brag and Geek on Facebook. You can reach me. I'm at Tarho Skippy.
My friend Kalis. Make sure to like us, love us, and share us on SoundCloud and iTunes. Tell Stitcher to hashtag hit post. That's going to be hard. I'm going to be listening to a lot of theme songs, interesting, honestly. Because
Ultra
I don't...
Ultra Edgecon. Let's see how it plays out for you.
Let's see how it goes. I'm just go to one of those funny lists, you know. That
I mean, I could sing a bunch of them because they just pop into my head randomly at work. Which is annoying as fuck.
First one, which is not going to be my thing, was Step by Step for some reason. It's the one I know.
Step by step. But, like, we were... So we recently... The reason that... We recently started watching Boy Meets World because we finished The Office again.
Yeah.
So we started Boy Meets World from the very beginning and, like... I remember we were talking about TGI Friday and all the things and the theme song. I'm like, and Sarah Skips is just like, I fucking hate this intro. And I was like, really? She's like, I never liked this song. I was like, oh. And we started talking about different theme songs and such. So that's how I got on that topic.
Fucking TGIF. Like, I forgot that was a thing. That was a huge block.
Can you name them?
No. I mean, like, wasn't Family Matters part of it? Family Matters. Dinosaur was a part of it at some point. Was Step by Step? I feel like Step by Step was on there. Fuck. Was Boy Meets World? Because you said it, and that's about as far as I can go.
You could name them. Now, like, Dinosaurs popped in and out.
Yeah, it did.
Full House was on there at one point, and then went to, but, like, that was...
But
that
Full House was, like, its own thing. Like, dude, those... But that was...
Look
like,
at you!
That was a power
Look
block.
At you!
I remember TGIF. Like, that shit was... You sat down, that's... You were there.
Oh, yeah.
Glued to the TV.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cool, I like that. That's a good one. We'll see how far I go in this. Total side thing. Did I talk about the... I can't remember if we talked about the YouTube thing where people are... A bunch of people were remaking The Princess Bride.
On YouTube?
Yeah.
We briefly touched on it, but we didn't...
It is so fucking endearing and kind of sweet. And it's to me, it's the epitome of like...
I'm afraid to look into it.
It is... Okay, it's not perfect, so if you want something obviously perfect, it's not that. But I think it's just kind of a love letter of this is what kind of people can do in a fun way of something everyone loves and do it from home, and it's kind of sweet. I don't know. I think it's really sweet.
I hate this from home shit.
I do, too.
So, like...
But that's...
I'm so over this year of just, like, commercials, people are at home, like... And now you're getting the corporations, which are really getting into it, of, like... I keep seeing because we still are watching like Fixer Up type of shows on HGTV because they're usually like a year behind or whatever, and there's a whole bunch of commercials for Lowe's, and they'll show people in masks talking about safety, and they're like, safety's always been a priority for us. This isn't just some willy-nilly thing. I'm like, bullfuck! Go away! Fuck you, Lowe's!
That's a Lowe's blow.
Fucking Lowe's.
Not a damn as good as Blowies. As I know. No. Thugs. Damn it. Fuck you so much. No, I was telling someone, I was like, you know, the best insult right now is like, you're such a 2020 right now. Just, yeah. That's
the best way to describe someone. I still love the meme of like, 2020, written and directed by Rian Johnson. That's what it feels like. Like, this year has been so long. February was this year. Remember February?
No.
We went outside. Kobe died.
It's been a long time.
But, like, yeah.
Like, there are points and times where I tell myself, Mike, you know, I remember back... Whoa, that was still this year? Like when it was cool and we were still doing stuff and
going to the gym. Yeah. Like I looked at my body and I was like, you piece of shit. Cause
I looked at the numbers and I was like,
I was liking the way I was looking. I wasn't like ripped or anything, but things were forming and I was looking trim and I was
You fucking were. You had motivated me, even though I fucking fall through a lot. I was actually in a better shape than I had been in a long time. I felt better. I felt like I could breathe better.
I was sleeping so much better.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't huge drastic changes, but I was feeling like I was on a good path and it was nice and I liked that. So, yeah. Fucking 2020.
Yeah. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to episode 365 of Sprig and Zay Geek. So we're Sprig and Zay Geek, I'm Bat.
And I'm Hammer.
And embrace your geek.
Have a great week that's not in 2020.
Every week is in 2020.